Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. Jesus the Messiah built his congregation, his church. He had promised to do that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He did it. The New Covenant recorded the Word of God concerning the church, and how the church was built, and how the church is to be built now. We are responsible to follow this covenant. The church needs to be the way Jesus built it. The Scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." And then also in 1 Corinthians 4, 6, we read, "That in us you might learn not to exceed what is written." So we need to follow what is written. How did Jesus, the Messiah, build his church? How did he organize his congregation? He is head over all things to his church, which is his body, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. He has only one body, one church, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. We are to obey Jesus as Lord and head. Headquarters is in heaven. We read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, "And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers." Let us look now at how the church was built and the organization. Jesus chose 12 men whom he taught. They were eyewitnesses of his resurrection. They're called apostles. We can read in Acts chapter 1 that they had to have been eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection to have been apostles. The apostles preached the gospel, the good news that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and was raised from the dead the third day. The apostles were eyewitnesses of his resurrection. The apostles were guided into all truth by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to the apostles, as recorded in John chapter 16, verse 13, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come." The apostles were guided into all the truth and what is to come. That is recorded in the New Testament, including the book of Revelation, which shows what is to come. What the apostles wrote is bound in heaven, Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. This we have in the New Testament, including the book of Revelation. That leaves nothing for other men to come up with at later times. When Jude wrote, the one faith had been delivered. Listen to Jude, verse 3. "Contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." We need to read and obey all the truth that is in the New Covenant. The seed of the kingdom of God is the Word of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. The church did not produce the New Covenant. The New Covenant produced the church. The Lord gave some to be prophets. There were prophets in the beginning of the church. Prophets edified, exhorted, consoled, taught the Word of God, and foretold future events. Apostles and prophets were a part of the foundation of the church, the house of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. God gave the New Covenant through Messiah and the Spirit of God to the apostles and prophets. Peter warned us about false prophets in 2 Peter chapter 2. The Apostle Paul also warned, as recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, "According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But let each man be careful how he builds upon it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. We need to follow the plan, the specifications, the pattern given in the New Covenant for the congregation of Messiah, the church. No one has authority to change it. We will each stand before Jesus the Messiah on the day of judgment. The Lord gave some to be evangelists. Philip was called an evangelist in Acts chapter 21, verse 8. He preached the good news of Messiah, as you can see by reading Acts chapter 8. Timothy was called an evangelist, as recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. The books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus are to evangelists. Evangelists are to preach the Word of God. They are to teach and read Scripture. Evangelists are to teach and to train. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Evangelists are to set in order congregations and appoint elders, bishops. They are to preach, baptize, and start new local congregations, as shown in the book of Acts. The apostle wrote to the evangelists in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, "I solemnly charge you, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with great patience and instruction." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. The Lord gave some to be pastors. The apostles and evangelists appointed elders, bishops, in each congregation, when men were qualified. Acts chapter 14, verse 23, and Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Bishops are overseers, are also called elders, shepherds, and pastors. There were bishops, more than one, in each congregation. Notice this in Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers, bishops, and deacons. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Each congregation is to have bishops, overseers, if men are qualified. It is wrong to have one bishop over several congregations. Elders, Greek word presbyteros, means men who are older. Elders, bishops, are shepherds of the congregation. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said to the elders of the church at Ephesus, as recorded in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood." Did you notice that the elders are called overseers, bishops, and they are to shepherd and to feed the church? Pastor is a Greek word, poimen, means shepherd, feeder. The qualifications for bishops are given in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1. Notice that bishops must be married men with believing children and be able to teach. Listen to what the Apostle Peter said to elders, as recorded in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. "Therefore I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder, shepherd the flock of God among you, not under compulsion, but voluntarily according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over these allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock." 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Bishops are to shepherd the flock among them, to teach, to oversee, and to protect. The Bible calls bishops overseers, elders, shepherds, pastors. The church that Jesus built is to have bishops in each congregation when possible. The Lord gave some to be teachers. Teachers are to teach the Word of God for equipping the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. The church in Antioch had five men who were called teachers, Acts chapter 13, verse 1. As Christians learn and grow, they should become teachers. Faithful men are to be trained to teach others, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Bishops must be able to teach, Titus chapter 1, verse 9. Fathers are to teach their children. Older women are to teach and to train the younger women, Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Women are not to teach men, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. All Christians are to teach lost people. We read also in the New Testament that local congregations had deacons. Deacons are servants in the work of the congregation. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. The qualifications for deacons are given in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. The word deacon is a Greek word, diakonos, which means servant. An example of such service is found in Acts chapter 6. So then let us review what we have learned about how Jesus built his congregation, his church. Jesus is head over all things to the church, which is his body. He is the only head. It is wrong for men to be head of the church or to call themselves presidents or popes. The Holy Spirit guided the apostles to write the New Testament, which we are to follow. We are to speak as the Word of God and not go beyond that which is written. Evangelists are to preach and teach and start new congregations, appointing elders, bishops in each congregation, when men are qualified. Each congregation is to have its own bishops, who are also called elders, shepherds, pastors, when men are qualified to serve. They are to oversee, shepherd, and feed the congregation, teaching the Word of God. It is wrong to have one bishop over several congregations. Each congregation is under Jesus the Messiah, the head of the church. Congregations are to have teachers. Women are not to teach men, but to teach women. Congregations are to have deacons who serve in the work of the church. We need to return to the Word of God, to the church that Jesus built. You can be a Christian in the church that Jesus built. You need to be. Put your trust and faith in Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized, immersed, shall be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Repent and be baptized, immersed in the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Amen. Then you can be a faithful Christian, serving Christ in His church. Amen. If you would like a free copy of this Bible study, or a free New Testament, or a free Bible correspondence course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Please send me a postcard so that I can know about you. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity. Thank you.